Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday the 27th of April. Well done, these for nearly 4 months now. A quick one today because we've got the old cup final. I expect the Amers fans are up early getting ready to follow the hotel team bus from the hotel, getting themselves all excited. Horses, I've got to update the result from yesterday. It was unplaced. Won't have anything today because I'm not going to be able to do them. If I do get chance to look at them before the football and I'm out on the move, then I will, and I'll post them on Twitter just after 11 o'clock. But I'll have a quick look later and see what I can do there. Hopefully I should be able to access something to have a look at them on my phone and run it, and I can, just for transparency, keep them on Twitter, because just as likely that there are two today and they qualify and win, and then I get called some sort of charlatan. So I'll get those up for you if I can. A couple of football trades today. I know the 3.5's got a bit of a beating for a couple of people the last couple of days. Low odds, that is what happens. But neither of those today. So we have got both at 12 o'clock in La Liga, Atletico Bilbao game. Over 2.5, so from kickoff through the first 10 minutes, Atletico Bilbao back in over 2.5 and trading if a goal goes in. And kicking off at the same time in Bundesliga 2, St. Pauli versus Jahn Regensburg. If this game is 0-0 after 25 minutes, I will start to drip lay under 0.5 first half goals. If a goal goes in, I'm done. If it's 0-0 at half time, I will back over 1.5. If it's still 0-0 at 65 minutes, I will back over 1.5 again and trade from there. Obviously, if a goal goes in between 45 and 65, I will trade from that point and not place the 65 bet. So that is if it's 0-0 at half time, 0-0 after 25 minutes, drip laying under 0.5 first half goals. If it then gets to 0-0 at half time, moving to the over 1.5 market, backing over 1.5 goals on 45, 20 minutes without a goal still, I'll back it again at 65 minutes. So that is the football trades. Liverpool made very short work, as I mentioned yesterday. Just any glimpse at the ultimate database would have pretty much predicted what was going to happen. Off and running from the first minute. Today, Tottenham West Ham. Again, I think it's an opportunity there where you could lay Tottenham at 1.42 and trade it. It's unlikely that they'll score early. Another game where I think it'll be fairly tight and a slow start, but that's just an option if you want to. Palace Everton, couldn't find anything in that. Both these teams capable of winning. I do think Cardiff are going to get something at Fulham, so maybe Cardiff draw no bet would be a way to go. I think Southampton will beat Bournemouth, but wasn't much in the price there. I think Watford are quite a good price against Wolves at 2.72. I think there's a bit of juice in that price. Watford to beat Wolves, and Brighton Newcastle, nothing again. You know, if I was having a bet there, I'd probably have to call it a draw. But yeah, I think Watford are a half decent price. I know Wolves beat Arsenal in the week, but Arsenal didn't turn up for the first half hour. Once, you know, they started quite brightly, but then really weren't in it once the first goal went in. But yeah, I think Tottenham, you know, similar to a lot of their games this season, laying short. Unless they score early, you're not going to really be in any trouble with that, and it's minimal liability. So that's the Premier League run through. Have a great Saturday, and I will be back in the morning with another podcast, but I'll see if I can get those horses up on Twitter just for transparency at just after 11 o'clock. Okay, have a great day, and I'll speak to you in the morning.